This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, home ice advantage is a must. Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 40 of the Bolts broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Croshaw with you today. Chase, how you feeling on this lovely Sunday morning?
Definitely a bit tired. Got in pretty late last night, about 5 a.m. So knowing me and how long it takes me to sleep, I got to bed at 6:30. Was up, 11:30, 12 o'clock range. So I'm a little tired, but we roll on. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a beautiful day here down in Indy. I believe 55. It's sunny. I'm looking out the window right now. The water is flowing in our lake behind the, or our pond behind the house. So it's beautiful. I got a haircut already today. And then I've got a big movie later tonight.
What movie is it?
Going to see the new Ant-Man movie, Quantumania. And then after that, going out to dinner with a couple coworkers. So should be a good time. That's why I forced you to wake up and start recording immediately because, some people have plans later in the day.
Yeah, no, I know. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love recording on 14 seconds of sleep.
I mean, you've done it before. You've done it multiple times.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll give you that.
Well, today on the Bolts broadcast, we're going to do a little game review, game preview. Only one game to look back on. Only one game to look forward to. After the commercial break, going to be talking about a big trade that went down over the past couple of days. Going to be talking about some other trade stuff. Connor McDavid, how he hit 100 points already this season. Talk about some other stuff from around the league. But when it comes to the Tampa Bay Lightning, I was doing some perusing. Obviously, I've been keeping up with their daily game action, but I decided I'd look a little bit deeper into the team, currently sitting third in the Atlantic. But Chase, we are unbelievable when we're playing at home. 21-4-2, but on the road, we're not looking so hot. 14-13-1, so we're still hovering around that 500 mark when we're on the road. But thinking about playoffs, this is something where we're going to need that home ice advantage because of how big of a difference there is with this team on the road versus home.
Yeah, home ice advantage would obviously be huge no matter what. It's less travel. You get to spend more time in your own environment, home rink, so that helps. And then when you're seeing results like this, it obviously means even more about having home ice. It's weird that there's that large of a difference because you would think that guys would be able to get over it. And at this point in sports, maybe you could drown the ice. You don't have fans booing you and throwing things at you and trying to attack you, at the rink anymore like they did back in the 70s and 80s. You're just going there and putting on a show and leaving. So you think it wouldn't be as big of a difference, but it is. So if we can get the home ice, at least as long as possible in the playoffs, it's going to take us a long way.
Yeah, and right now only 3 points behind the Toronto Maple Leafs, who also have a game up on us. They have 56 games played. We only have 55, but We need to get it done. 3 points back. Need to start racking up some big wins here. One loss from now, and we're on a losing streak. Because for those of you who aren't aware, we lost to Arizona on Wednesday when Chase and I were recording. It was 0-0. I think sometime in the second, sure enough, It goes down to the wire, and Arizona takes the win 1-0. Who would have thought that we wouldn't be able to score on Arizona? And then hopping into our game review, we've got the Golden Knights taking out the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-4. So really need to start picking up the pace, really get some big wins here, because the Toronto Maple Leafs, we'll talk about after the break, they're loading up. And if we want to get home ice advantage, we really have to take the opportunity that we're given of some lesser teams and run with it and get some big wins.
Oh, 100%. And you know what the really annoying thing is about those last two games is that they both lost me my parlays. They were the only legs of the parlays that didn't hit. You think you get a sure bet betting on Tampa against Arizona, and then you think, all right, they can hold up against Vegas, they'll bounce back after that. No. So that was the most tragic thing out of all of this, just absolutely robbing Chase.
Yeah, and if you told me that the Tampa Bay Lightning forced Aiden Hill to have an .833 save percentage, I'm thinking we absolutely obliterated the Vegas Golden Knights. Not the case. Vasi, a little bit better, but an .84 save percentage, not exactly what we expect from him. It was a tough game.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Looking forward to our upcoming game, February 21st. That'll be on Tuesday against the Anaheim Ducks. Like I mentioned, when we get these lesser opponents, we need to take advantage. We need to get some big wins. This is one of those. The Anaheim Ducks have not been good this season whatsoever. 17-33-6. Power play and penalty kill percentages are horrific. Bottom three in both when you look at the whole league. Their goals against per game is dead last. John Gibson, we know, a very talented goalie. A couple years back, he's had some struggles. This year, he's struggling yet again with an .897 save percentage, a .408 goals against. It doesn't help that the team in front of him isn't exactly playing well.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't help. And like, he's facing a lot of shots. Still, if you're an NHL goalie, you should always be above at least a 9. Like, below a 9, no matter how many shots you're facing, how many goals that you're letting in, or you know just how many opportunities they have to score, it's not a great look. So he's definitely struggling. Last couple of years, it's been a bit down for him. He's still got that talent. I still believe in him. If he's in a better environment with a little more help, I think he could be much better off. But it seems like he's just worn out, tired, and just not working out here in Anaheim anymore. So hopefully when we go into there, he doesn't just wake up and say, you know what, I do want to play hard now again. And we can go in there, grab knees, do points, and move on.
Yeah, and this Anaheim Ducks team, we know they are known for their youth. You've got Trevor Zegras. He's still actually playing pretty well. I thought maybe he wasn't producing as much because I haven't heard his name as much, but I think that's just the Anaheim factor right now because he's got 47 points through 56 games. But someone who is playing maybe not up to the level they were playing last year is Troy Terry. Troy Terry was one of the main goal scorers on that team last year. Currently only 13 goals through 51 games.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. He obviously broke out a bit and a little more than I ever expected. I always thought he was just like a quality middle six, closer third line guy, but he broke out and ended up being a little more than that, but kind of regressing a little bit, still scoring like points, but you'd expect a few more goals at least.
And you expect Tampa to take this one here easily. Yes. I think this is one where we say hello to our friends over at DraftKings and make sure we place a bet on Tampa over Anaheim, because two losses in a row, we're going to want to halt that. We're at home. This Anaheim team has not been very good. Everything points in the direction of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Agreed.
Well, speaking of DraftKings, let's go say hi to them and our friends over at Raycon. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back. I'm going for the same game parlay of Ball So Hard. LaMelo Ball, 20-plus points, 6-plus rebounds, 7-plus assists, 4-plus made threes in today's game against the Miami Heat. Download the app now and sign up with code THPN. New customers can bet just $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details. This time of year, everyone's talking about making big changes, which is all well and good, but most of the time, pretty unrealistic. I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like my Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. I'm trying to be healthier with a daily walk during my lunch break. The best part about it? Using my Raycon earbuds so I can get away from the work scene and just hop into my workout. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. So you don't even have to choose between products. You can get one of each, or a pair and a spare, and still pay less than what you would with some of the other guys. Even if you know you'll love Raycon as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy and free return guaranteed. My favorite part about Raycons are the noise isolation, awareness modes, and their crystal clear call quality. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/THPN to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/THPN. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings and Raycon. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Well, Chase, it's now time for our daily, or I guess episodically, corner, our bet corner. Any bets on the line today for you?
I actually do not have anything today. You know, I was hoping I would with my XFL parlay. The Vipers ended up losing and kind of killed that, so not able to keep that rolling. I don't have anything placed quite yet today. I'll sprinkle something a little bit later. Waking up, getting right to this, it's kind of hard to squeeze something in, but I'll figure out something later for sure.
I got nothing on the line today. My last parlay was, maybe it was last episode. Yeah, I think it was last episode. I talked about a 5-pick NBA parlay. well, didn't go so hot. 3 of the 5 legs missed, so haven't really done anything since then. We'll see if I do. Speaking of the XFL, did you watch any XFL yesterday?
I did watch a bit of the Vipers on my bus trip down, and it wasn't too bad. Like, it wasn't obviously the NFL. Like, we know that the problem with these types of leagues is you're trying to find guys that are quality quarterbacks but couldn't stick in the NFL, and it's not a ton of those out there, so that's really the big problem with quarterback play. But you know, from what I watched, it actually wasn't too bad. They do a good job on the production side, which makes it a lot easier to watch, even if football isn't always like fantastic. But there were a couple really nice plays made. At least
I saw a couple of clips, and I gotta say the broadcast itself looked really good. I thought the colors, the bar that we saw, the, you know, scoreboard bar looked really good as well. I think it all looked pretty clean, and I'm a big sucker for graphics and all of that. But I myself didn't watch any because, well, you need a little bit of football break, and I got that yesterday morning, and then I dove right into film because why watch XFL when you can watch some college film? Because today, we're actually recording over on our other show, the WNP podcast. We're recording our top quarterbacks for the 2023 draft class.
Yeah, I'm excited. Definitely looking forward to it. It's a good time of season getting to watch college film. It's, you know, it's same as the NHL draft, you know, leading up to the NFL draft, it's super exciting because I get to really, you know, dive into these prospects a bit more than I did. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and my favorite part about hopping into 2023 draft class analysis is just ripping Chase apart, ripping apart his takes, how bad they are, and, oh, it's such a great time. So make sure you head over to our other show. You can hear me just rip apart his quarterback rankings. It's going to be, oh, so fun.
It'll be good for sure.
All right, Ryan O'Reilly trade. He heads over to Toronto, and when it was announced, you thought, man, William Nylander's got to be going back or something, right? Some big salary player. Not the case.
Yeah, no, it was a little surprising to me, but nonetheless, Ryan O'Reilly was traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs from the St. Louis Blues. St. Louis received Mikhail Abramov. I should say Noel Cherry is also heading with Ryan O'Reilly too. So St. Louis receives Mikhail Abramov, Adam Gaudette, a Leafs first round pick, Ottawa Senators third round pick, and Toronto's 24th second round pick. On top of that, Ryan O'Reilly made a pit stop in Minnesota for about 15 seconds, got $2 million of his cap retained, and Minnesota got a fourth round pick in return. Not very worth it for me if I'm Minnesota. Like, just take on a $2 million cap it for the year for a fourth round pick just to help out another team. But yeah, just give me a third or something and maybe I'll do it. Fourth round, just it's fine, just a little bit low. See if you can get a little more out of it. But it's interesting all over. I feel like you might have been able to get more as St. Louis. I really do. That's just how I feel for some reason. And Toronto adding Ryan O'Reilly, I don't think that's the missing piece. I think that if you went to get a winger like Patrick Kane, it makes more sense. But to get a center, now you just got to make sure that Tavares, Matthews, or O'Reilly are playing on the wing, because either one of them as a third-line center is just kind of a waste. They're not going to be able to get enough playing time. So now you're forcing a guy over to wing and pushing someone down. It also seems like a waste having any of those guys play full-time wing. So you're getting a good player, and like, you're getting a good defensive mind. So like, all that helps, but I don't know. Maybe there's better options.
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird trade for me. Didn't really expect to see Toronto go out and get St. Louis and – or get Ryan O'Reilly, I should say. And the one thing that I guess is a little bit surprising as well for me is St. Louis is only 8 points out of a playoff spot. Like, yes, they're not performing great, but no one in that wild card spot is in the West. This feels like they're just mailing it in. And for the compensation that they got back for him, I don't know if mailing it in is the right, you know, situation. We know they got rid of Tarasenko. We know they got rid of O'Reilly now, but they still had a chance to make playoffs.
I mean, if they can lose out and really get in the Connor Bedard sweepstakes, that'd be a team that I would actually like to see him in Jersey, because I think that he's got some good pieces around him, and they've kind of been lacking a legitimate superstar draft pick forward like that. So I think that could be fun. Hopefully they can get into that race.
For them to get to, you know, around that spot, you would need teams like Anaheim, Chicago, and Columbus to win 8 more games than St. Louis does down the stretch, which I don't see as very likely.
Even if they only win like 5 more games, it'll help like the teams below them just to keep like win a little more than them. It'll help them get closer and closer. As long as you can get into like that top 10 or bottom 10, I guess, whatever you want to say, you have a chance of moving up. So like, as long as they can get into that range, then, yeah, it's all right, I guess.
All right, well, speaking of deals, let's now talk about Ogavrikov.
Yeah, so it's been reported that Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Vladislav Gavrikov, is getting ready to get shipped out somewhere. They have a deal in place. Where to? Don't know. But they are waiting for one more card to drop, or they're waiting for another deal to happen. I'm assuming it's contingent upon the team that's trading for Gavrikov to move someone out. I don't know why Columbus would be waiting. So I expect whoever's going to try to acquire him has got to move out a little bit of salary, bring him on. So keep an eye out for that trade. Whatever it's going to be, it'll be a little exciting. I know he's kind of a hot commodity right now. I think he's a good defenseman, not a great defenseman, but you know, we saw what Ben Chiarot went for in the past. I think it could be a relatively similar return.
I went to take a peek at his numbers real quick, and I saw 4 articles immediately linking him to the Boston Bruins. So potentially, that's the team he could be going to. They'd have to make a move first to bring him in.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Right now, 10 points, a -8 through 52 games. But looking at it, being a minus eight on the Columbus Blue Jackets, not that bad.
No, it's not, dude. They're so bad.
They are struggling big time, that's for sure. But hey, as long as Johnny Gaudreau went there, took a discount to go there, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, sure it is.
All right, Connor McDavid breaking 100 points. Also, future Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard, he broke 100 points as well in the CHL.
Yeah, he did. He's having a tremendous year, dominating, averaging 2.5 points per game. Shout out to Connor Bedard. He's just incredible. We talk about him so much, and we're going to talk about him more down the stretch. Once we get really ramping up to the NHL draft class, I'll go into more detail just what makes him so special. So just get ready for that, folks. It'll be fun. But shifting over to the NHL, Connor McDavid is at 101 points on the year. He is just absolutely rolling, on track to play all 82 games this year. If he does, he'll score 62 goals, 86 points, 86 assists, 148 points. That's what he's on track for. And if that happens, I mean, that'd be absolutely incredible. Like, he's tearing it up at a 1.8 points per game right now. You know, that's about what Gretzky's career average was. So the fact that anybody in this day and age is putting that up in a season, it's really special. Connor McDavid is, no matter how much you appreciate the guy, he's probably never fully appreciated.
Yeah, guy's playing fantastic right now. And I'm looking up past Art Ross winners because I just don't really remember the last time we've had someone put nearly 150 points in a season. Do you recall the last person who put up 150 points in a season?
Man, if I had to guess, it would have to be early 2000s to late 90s.
I'm going to give you a year. Does that help?
Yeah.
95-96.
95-96. Give me Steve Yzerman.
It is Mario Lemieux with 161 when he won the Art Ross.
Interesting.
Yeah, most recently, Nikita Kucherov put up 128 in 2018-2019. That is the most we've seen since the 2000s, this century. 128 was the most we've seen this century. So Connor McDavid on pace to beat that by over 20 points.
Yeah, he should smash it pending anything drastic, which that'll be exciting. Also, want to shout out Erik Karlsson, still playing at an incredible pace. Right now, he's projected to finish the 107 points, which would put him as the first defenseman to finish over 100 points since Brian Leetch did it back in the 90s. So I'm really rooting for that because I love seeing the offensive defensemen in today's day and age. They're super exciting. Erik Karlsson is having a bit of a career resurgence this late, too. It's just fun to watch. I hope he gets there.
Yeah, it's great to see. I'm hoping he gets moved, too, and can, you know, find a home that could potentially help him get to that next level and push him to be a contender. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Chris Neal, he's getting number 25 retired by the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, so it was just retired last night or the night before, whenever it was. So it's now officially retired. Over 1,000 games in the NHL, 1,026 games, 112 goals, 138 assists, 250 points, 2,522 penalty minutes. So when you look at that, you know, people wonder, that's kind of random. Ken Campbell kind of called it out, and you know, he's a writer for the Hockey Writers, the guy that really bugs me, but he's calling out saying, like, it's kind of a joke that he's getting his number retired. At the end of the day, teams can retire whoever's numbers they want. We see teams retire numbers for fans, which I think is stupid. So, like, you know, like Minnesota, we're retiring number one because our fans are number one in the league. Like, that's stupid. That makes no sense. Whereas Chris Neal, he was a very, very long time Ottawa Senator. I mean, really, his whole NHL career was there. So he's so entrenched into, you know, into that team, and it was a great leader, was a great community guy, so he's very beloved. So it's not surprising he gets his number retired for those reasons. So just because he didn't put up, you know, those incredible offensive numbers doesn't mean he's not worthy.
Yeah, I get that. I think when looking at over 1,100 games with the Ottawa Senators, when you include playoffs, it makes sense for them to do it, but at the same time, I'm kind of someone who I'm only retiring jersey numbers. If I was an organization I would only be retiring jersey numbers if they were like truly unbelievable Hall of Fame status, or they had like an insane impact on the community, which, again, I'm not in Ottawa. I don't know how big of an impact Chris Neal had on the community, but it didn't seem like, for example, J.J. Watt, when he was in Houston, you had the hurricane happen. He was also an all-pro player for them. I think that right there is a perfect player to retire a jersey. Chris Neal, I haven't really heard all that much about his community impact. And yes, he played a lot of games, but he wasn't really that level caliber of player. So I understand why they're doing it. However, if I was an organization, Chris Neal would not be getting his jersey retired.
Okay, old man yells at Cloud. Way to freaking, you know, dampen the mood and the spirits.
Yeah, sorry. But, just, you know, business.
Just so you know, he is like the most beloved Ottawa Senator in history for fans. So it's very, very much deserving.
It's not Matt Murray?
Definitely not.
Matt Murray is the most hated on goalie of all time in Pittsburgh and Ottawa, probably in Toronto too. But the guy's just trying to play. He's just trying to play.
I looked like he was addicted to meth for a little bit there.
Okay, old man screaming at clouds.
That's not old man screaming at clouds. That's just you look at him and you see it.
Unbelievable. Maybe the guy's going through a rough patch.
Huh? Yeah, the rough patch is he's playing for the Senators.
Well, not anymore.
Well, that's when he was looking rough.
Thank the Lord he's not in the Senators anymore. All right, well, anyways, that's it for the show. We're going to go to a hockey name of the day. We've got old Michael Beaverbones.
Yes, sir. Michael Beaverbones is an exciting name, isn't it?
The most.
Yeah, so Mr. Beaverbones, he is a 20-year-old forward playing in the GMHL, which is a junior league in Canada that lets you play to the age of 22, compared to other leagues only lets you play to 21. For the Northern Alberta Tomahawks, in 36 games, he has 38 goals, 49 assists, 87 points. So he's having a good year. He's still got 2 years of eligibility left within the league. But, you know, very, very fun name, Beaverbones. I liked that one a lot when I came across it.
At any time he would score, I'd just be like, damn, Beaverbones did it again.
Oh, Lord.
Get it?
Yeah. Yes, I get it, Mike.
Do you get it, Chase?
I do get it.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank you so much for coming out and giving it a listen. Chase, if you would, hit him with an outro.
As always, I'd like to thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. That would be very nice of you. You can also follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. While you're at it, go follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod, WNP Sports Pod. We're getting it rolling back again, as we mentioned, with our 23 draft class film review for the NFL. So make sure to tune in. You'll hear our rankings. It'll be good stuff. Make sure to go to hockeypodcastnetwork.com. You can find all the podcasts network right there. Boom, click the logo. That's an easy peasy lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, rate us 5 stars. Send us your questions, comments, concerns. We'd appreciate it. Whatever you do, don't forget to use code THPN when it's time for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.